This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. If you get sick or you're injured and go to the hospital, for most people, the expectation is you get better and you go home. But what happens if you're not quite well enough to do that? Patients with ongoing daily medical needs that aren't an emergency but can't be taken care of at home go to something called a skilled nursing facility. But around the Bay Area, those have been disappearing. Patients at St. Luke's Hospital in San Francisco's Mission District were set to be shipped out of the county until public pressure compelled hospital administrators to change their minds earlier this month. But local governments are still grappling with a thornier problem of what to do with patients who need extended nursing care. KALW's Laura Wenis reports.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we know what your word said, that we come to lay on hand in Jesus' name.
Elder Lidal Washington is praying for Irie Pouchier. He has his hand on her forehead as she lies nearly motionless in her bed at St. Luke's Hospital in the Mission District. He comes here regularly to visit and pray for the woman who used to play the organ at his church.
Her Lord, and give her more peace and joy and love. Had to go. You say it in your word.
Her daughter, Marcia, tells me she's been here for 4 years.
She's in a minimal vegetative state. She wakes up when she wants, wake up, go back to sleep. Or she knows her children. She's not responsive, but she definitely knows her children.
Marcia Pouchier and the families of the other 23 patients in the unit, some of whom have been here a decade or longer, have been fighting to stay. They're particularly fragile skilled nursing patients in an even more demanding level of care called subacute. California Pacific Medical Center, which runs the hospital, was planning to close the skilled nursing and subacute facility there. Patients were looking at their relocation options, some of which were as far away as San Jose or even Los Angeles. That was a huge shock for many families, some of whom visit their loved ones in the hospital several times a week. Dr. Gary Birnbaum, the medical director of the unit that was going to be closed, was not optimistic about the fate of subacute patients who get sent far away from their loved ones.
What happens to a sick person who suddenly can't have contact with their family? That's a no-brainer. They get depressed. They get sick. They die. Clear and simple.
How long do you think it would take for that to happen?
A couple weeks.
The families were not having it.
She needs these services. And if she do for the rest of her life, she need to be here in subacute. And if this risk, and since it's such a high risk of moving them, I'm not gonna let that happen. I would do whatever I have to do to fight, but you are not gonna move my mom if it's a high risk.
After months of protest and pressure from city leaders, California Pacific Medical Center promised in early September to find room for the patients in its San Francisco hospitals. Supervisor Hillary Ronan counted it as a major win for patients.
Make no mistake about this, this was a community victory. This was a community coming together and say, we are not going to accept profits over people. We're not going to accept when you say no. We're going to fight until the moral and ethical thing is done and done correctly.
But this reprieve is only for the patients currently getting this care. Once they're gone, there is no commitment to new patients. St. Luke's was the only subacute facility in the city for years. Even with this change in plan, the city may be left with no subacute beds at all. Why is San Francisco having such a hard time providing this kind of care? Colleen Chavla is the deputy director of the Department of Public Health.
The financial incentives for companies to provide it in a high-cost city like ours are complicated. Medi-Cal is a low payer for this kind of service, and it's also the primary payer. It pays more, a little bit, for subacute care, but generally it doesn't pay very well, and when you couple that with a high cost of living in San Francisco and high cost of doing business in San Francisco, it makes it difficult to locate in the city.
It's not just San Francisco. When families thought they needed to leave, they found their options limited, especially for the more complicated subacute patients. Alameda County has 149 subacute beds. Sacramento has 52, and San Mateo has 44. The lack of skilled nursing beds is a problem years in the making. Here's Supervisor Norman Yee.
We've been losing all kinds of healthcare facilities, skilled nursing, or just residential care facilities in San Francisco for decades, to the point where we can't even serve our own residents anymore, and we have to deport them out of here to get it somewhere else, which means that the families can't even visit them.
Regionally and even nationally, skilled nursing beds are disappearing, especially in hospitals. Medi-Cal and Medicaid generally don't pay hospitals for the cost of this care very well, and regulations are stricter for facilities in hospitals than outside them. So hospitals around the country are getting rid of them. Not a good thing, according to Dr. Birnbaum. He says having patients at a hospital where they're close to intensive care is crucial.
I could show you pictures and videos of people not expected to walk out the door who did, because when they coded, you know, they coded and the team was right there. Upstairs they went, they came down. This happened three or four times, and they, you know, they slowly got better.
Sandy Rivera has been at St. Luke's in the subacute for 7 years. Her sister Raquel describes it as her home.
You want a color? You want a color with me?
That's a friend, huh? That's our friend. Say hi.
My sister is 53 years old, and she's mentally disabled. So she basically is like a two-year-old. And so she needs 24-hour care. She needs someone to help her bathe, brush her teeth, get dressed, and now also needs the trach care.
The subacute patients at St. Luke's need round-the-clock care, but they also need skilled professionals on hand if something goes wrong.
You need to be suctioned?
Yeah,
I can hear it in your chest. You gonna call the nurse?
Before CPMC decided to keep caring for these patients, Rivera's family had heard they might have to consider a placement in Los Angeles.
Because there's no beds available here in the Bay Area. Everything's full. All the beds are taken.
In the Bay Area, the average occupancy rate at subacute facilities is 88%. A shortage of long-term critical care is a systemic problem. San Francisco's health department estimates that if current trends of aging and population continue, the city will need almost 4,300 skilled nursing beds by 2030. Currently, it has just more than half that many. A shortage like that means unnecessarily extended hospital stays.
It's not good for the patient because that they're in a more restrictive level of care that can meet their needs, but they don't have to be there. It's not good for the hospital because it backs up the hospital with a patient who doesn't need to be there, not opening a bed for the patient who might need to be there. So it's a whole system issue.
While San Francisco has been trying to figure out how to address this cycle, in the last 2 years, two similar facilities in the city were closed. The best hope so far is for the city to find some kind of incentive to get providers to jump back in the skilled nursing and subacute game. That's true not just for the city, but for the region.
We've already initiated conversations with San Mateo County to see if we can come up with a regional approach, ways for that we can solve their problems and ours, because I think, that, as I said, the challenge is not just our own, it's a nationwide issue.
The national connection is not lost on Supervisor Ronan, who has made the St. Luke's incident a rallying cry for single-payer health care.
Until we have a single-payer system, we are going to be fighting individual profit-making decision after individual profit-making decision.
As far as skilled nursing care goes, it's up to local and state governing bodies to make an effort to add beds. One thing's for sure, the families and activists at St. Luke's have made a lasting impression. Supervisor Asha Safai, who represents San Francisco's District 11, asked the Department of Public Health to put relatives of patients on a working group tasked with finding solutions to the problem. The patients' families ended up not just protecting themselves. They may now get the chance to make sure future families don't have to do the same. In San Francisco, I'm Laura Wenis for Cross Currents.